could be quite interested in me. If I could keep house like his mother did, kid, nothing to it. Maintaining a home in domestic bliss is all I ask of life. I tried, I really tried to be everything that Fred said I ought to be, so that maybe the miracle would finally happen. Someone would love me. On the day he introduced me to his mother, she was just finishing canning her 844th quart of fruit for the summer, and that didn't even count tomatoes and jam. She asked me if I used the pressure cooker or the water bath, and I said, well, personally, I prefer to shower. She did not think that was funny. Later on that night, Fred did not propose. Milt felt that I should try to be a bit more shy, demure and feminine and soft and sweet. Been the ideal I've been striving for. That's the real me. I tried, I really tried to be everything that Milt felt that I should be, so that maybe the miracle would finally happen. Someone would love me. Well, after we had seen this certain movie, he said, that was the best movie I've seen in years. Wasn't that great? And I shyly said, no, I don't think it was great at all. I thought the plot was flawed and the characters were terribly one-dimensional, and the theme was handled much better by Fellini. Milt sent me a postcard the next year from school. Ron wanted me to be the sort who'd swim and ski, the type who'd rise at 5 and jog to 8. Fudge. I do not think the government should pay people not to grow food. I like reading to old people in rest homes. I like sleeping in. I hate red lipstick. I'm not interested in skiing. I might like to put up pickles, but nix on 844 bottles of fruit every summer. I love the Beatles and Liza Minnelli, and I like wearing Levi's every day except Sunday. I try.